Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanair Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. How many of us want to hear the lovely voice of God?
I waited on the Lord to hear his gentle voice for guidance and direction. Where to go? I opened up my heart to know the perfect will of God. His will is what I need, his perfect will. And as I spend so many hours in the presence of the Lord, to hear his voice, the lovely voice of God, your tender voice revealing the mysteries of your will at the crossroads of my life. No other voice compares so more. It's the sweetest sound my heart has ever heard, the lovely voice of God. His spirit entered into me when he spake to me. The words he spoke to me, they were spirit, they were not. Oh, the visions and dreams, oh, how they turned my life around and brought direction for my ministry. And as I rose up from my knees, there was a mantle now on me. I have found grace for mighty works, and I will never, ever be the same. The lovely voice of God, your tender voice revealing the mysteries of your will at the crossroads of my life. No other voice compares, so no. It's the sweetest sound my heart has ever heard, the lovely voice of God. The lovely voice of God, your tender voice revealing the mysteries of your will at the crossroads of my life. No other voice compares, so no. It's the sweetest sound my heart has ever heard, the lovely voice of God. Oh, the lovely voice of God.
Amen.
Isn't that lovely? When you come into God's presence, one of the important things that must happen is God speaking to you. If he doesn't speak, don't go home. Because sometimes you are at a crossroad in your life and you need direction from God. So this morning, if you would agree with me, we want to tell God that we need to hear from you. How many of us think it's a good prayer? Then let's clap for our sister Helen as he comes upstage.
Oh, yes, we need to hear from you. your hand clap be far louder than it is now. That hand clap is, I think this hand clap was for the soloist. I want you to clap your hands for Jesus. The song she has sung is about Jesus. It's about God. We need to hear from you. We need a word from you, without which we cannot live. Without which we cannot live. There is no other way that we can live. No other way. There is no other way to live other than hearing God. Hearing God, hearing the word of God, the voice of God, hearing it in the morning when you wake up, and hearing it at night when you are going to sleep. Hearing the voice of God. Yeah. That is why you are very blessed to be in a place where there is an anointed servant of God who is teaching about the voice of God, about hearing, the art of hearing. The art of hearing. And I want you to understand that you may have come to church as part of your weekly ritual. But I want you to understand that there is nothing that is happening in this building that is ordinary. Everything that is happening in this building is super spiritual. Is super spiritual. The Spirit of God is here, and everything that is happening here is super spiritual. And I really pray for you that you will leave here today having been touched by the Spirit of God. Amen. Not just coming on a bus and going back, but having been touched by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Having been touched by the Spirit of God. Yes. And I'm happy to announce to you that today is time to hear from the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. It's time to hear from the Lord.
Yes.
I believe that we've heard from God through the music.
Oh, yes.
We've heard from God through the drama. But we are now about to hear from God through the preaching.
Come on.
Through the preaching. And the preaching is the highlight when we gather. And I'm happy to announce to you today that today God has sent his servant, his anointed servant.
Come on.
His anointed servant.
Yes.
God has prepared his servant.
Oh, yes.
He has given him his word. Mm. And he has given him divine enablement to speak his word. So this morning, you are about to hear the word of truth.
Yeah.
You're about to hear the word of grace.
Come on.
You're about to hear the word that brings healing and deliverance.
Yes.
If you are ready,
yeah.
I said, if you are ready,
yeah.
I want you to make a noise.
I want you to
clap your hands. You can even jump around and join me and just welcome to this pulpit, Bishop Edwin Morgan. Oh, God, come on, make some noise.
joy to welcome you to church today.
Oh.
And I want you to know that you are doing the right thing.
Oh, yes.
Standing here today is one of the few right things you have done with your life. I'll take it again. I said, standing here today is one of the few right things you've done with your life today. Actually, as I think about what I've just said, most of the right things we will do are related to church and God. Most decisions you will take. I remember I read a book and the person said, why are you surprised that you've gone somewhere, you've gone to live somewhere and you can't find a church? He said, the job was the reason why you went there. And the church is your secondary pursuit. But if the church becomes your primary pursuit, God will add the job. He will add the anything that you need. If God is the center, everything revolves. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what decision you will take that is based on God and the church that will be a wrong decision. I don't know. I had a chance to live in America. And I had what it took. But the Lord told me, you are not going to leave your 30 members in Matter Echo. I had 30 members to chase thousands of US dollars. I was sitting on a plane just about to land at Kotoka when I heard that voice. Actually, I'm talking about the art of hearing. I turned around. I came, landed, and told my wife that this America thing, I bought it. She said, what did you say? I said, America is about it. Said, yeah. Said, are you sure God is speaking to you? I said, I'm sure God is speaking to me. If you are sure God is speaking to you, then I'm with you. And I'm living the best life ever on earth.
Oh, come on. Come on. Come on.
Say quality.
Quality.
Quality. You don't understand quality.
Yeah.
I pray for you that you will live a quality life.
Amen.
Fine quality life.
Amen.
Yeah. Imagine you are going to choose a wife and you use church and bus center and ministry to choose the wife. You've got four girls. All of them have got spare parts. Now, which one do you choose? And you select Emilia based on the fact that she loves church. She loves preaching. She's into bacenta work. Plus, 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 plus. You can choose one of the four based on church or based on her culinary skills. The way she can prepare gobe special. Special gobe. You can choose a girl based on how she fries eggs. Yes. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone. It means that you also live by bread, but not alone. So taking a decision based on bread is also a good decision. I'm talking about the highest quality decision. You can choose a wife based on how she walks and how she talks and how she crosses her legs when she sits down. As she's with you, when you are walking, you can feel that a human being is with you. Just the steps and the legs. It's a good decision to choose a woman based on how she walks. And I'm teaching already. It's a good decision because you don't want a wife who just follows you like that. Hey, Yamenu. A woman who walks with you. If you take this woman somewhere, you know that something has arrived with you. And she walks in a way, and she sits in a way, and she, her composure. It's a good decision. You choose a woman based on how she walks and talks. Now, woman was there. Eh? What's it there? Where Jimmy went? But, ladies and gentlemen, am I preaching or what am I doing? Let me concentrate on my message.
Flow.
I'm preaching. As you come and stand here. The art of hearing. Okay. But if you choose the girl based on church, God, God's word, the statutes of his word, her love for church. Look, any decision you take based on church will never be a wrong decision. It is higher than cooking skills. You don't want to marry a woman because she's a doctor. Can you handle her? It's even worse if she's a lawyer. She went to Wesley Girls. Lawyer. Like we have one here. I mean, the way she will quote law. Laws. She will put it to you that what you are saying, even the logic. Hey, I beg you. I'm going to town. I beg you. But this one is not like that. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? There are two. There are two. Oh, so why am I always concentrating on this one? Keep clapping your hands. So I'm just saying that your decision to be in church is a very, 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 very good decision. Clap your hands. And now lift your hands and ask the Lord to speak to you for just 15 minutes. We've got a little time. Something small for the day. Today I'm talking about the voice of the Bible. The voice of the Bible. So lift your hands and receive something small for the day. Father, speak to me.
Bless us
this short time I'm receiving your word. Let me hear your voice.
Yes.
Let me hear your voice.
Speak to me.
And shame those who are thinking that it's a long message. Lord, put them to shame.
Oh, yes.
And let your word be exalted.
Yes.
Let your word be exalted.
Lord, bless me this morning.
Let your word be exalted. Let your word be exalted.
Yes,
let your word be exalted.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless me, Lord.
For this beautiful blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated, glory to God. No. Where your trophy? Where then? How on earth can you say you are walking with someone and you don't hear his voice? Where your trophy? How can you claim or lay claim to a relationship with someone whose voice you don't hear and can't hear? Your relationship with God is based on your ability to hear his voice. Oh, mommy, don't forget it. If there is any thing we will call basics of Christianity, it is how to hear his voice. Very, very, very necessary. That is what makes you a sheep. Your sheepness is not based on your humility or your sheepishness. You didn't hear what I said? I'll shake it again. I said your sheepness is not based on your sheepishness, but on your ability to hear. Your hearability is far more important than your fake humility. Relationships that do not have speaking and hearing are relationships perched on a rock. I don't know who taught you that you can. You have been a Christian for 4 years. You don't know how to hear the voice of God. Who is doing this to you? What are you doing? And God speaks. Is it not 2 Timothy 3, 1? Or what? Thus know in the last days. Is it 1 Timothy 3? The Spirit speaks expressly. Maybe it is another translation. That is it. 4:1. Now the Spirit. Can you see the big S? The big S means that it's not your spirit, but it is God's spirit. Tell your neighbor, God is talking to you. Today is a very, very easy sermon. The Spirit speaketh expressly. There is nothing like you are praying to a God who doesn't say anything. O'Malley. So there's nothing like, it's like, oh, you, like God is a quiet God and he doesn't speak. Don't present God as a God who doesn't talk back. It's the way you are talking to him that makes you not hear him when he's speaking. You've come in the morning, 6 a.m. By 10 a.m., you are still yabba 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 yabba. You won't even allow him to speak. Now, can you imagine I've come to sit down with you and I've come to your house, you're giving me water. We are sitting down talking and I start. Yabba 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 yabba. Then in the house, then you raise your hand. I want to say something. Put your hand down. Ayababa, yayayaba, yabba. He's going to come. He's going to the town. He's where the body.
Anybody who tells you that God doesn't speak is a liar. He has more things to say to you than you have to say to him. How dare you think that you've got prayer topics? You think he also doesn't have talking points? Check your Bible. Just type voice or my word. He is speaking. I'm enjoying this journey, even though I have to stop it next 2 weeks or this. But we'll continue. Yeah. I said, God is talking to you more than you are talking to him. Wake up. And your life. I read a very important scripture. You missed it last week. I read a very, Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1. If you will allow me, I'll put it up again to show you. Yeah. It shall come to pass that if you will hear diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, and to observe to do his commandments, which I commanded this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations. Israel was a nation, and God was going to put Israel above all nations. You may be a girl. God can put you above all girls. You can be a pastor. God can put you above all pastors. You may be a driver. God can put you above all drivers. You can be a keyboardist. God can put you above all keyboardists on the basis of your hearability. That's why I made a profound statement last week that the things God will do in your life are not based on what you tell him, but based on what he tells you. You are choosing a job and you've not heard the voice of God. You are choosing to marry a man. You've not heard the voice of God. You are using his shoe size to choose a man to come into your room. Not the shoes, the shoe size. Many of you think that your prayer life is you may think that Christ said, you think God will hear you through your much speaking. Have you heard that saying before? Look it up. Through your much speaking. When you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. I'm teaching, sir. It's not your much speaking. It should rather be your much hearing. I feel beautiful. I feel beautiful inside. I feel it inside that something nice is happening to me. If you can hear the voice of God, you will pop out of your friends. Pa, like that. He's speaking. Mommy, even about the arrangement of the furniture in your sitting room, he's talking about it. You have limited God to Basenta. He's speaking about your hairstyle as you are sitting here like a weed smoker. No, he has something to say about your hairstyle. Why? Does he have something to say? Because when one strand falls down, it is registered in heaven. So he must be interested in your hair. So I'm asking, on what basis are you having that arrangement on your head? No. Some of you think, oh, God just is interested in your spirit, your preaching, and your prophetic anointing, and your Bible, and your scriptures. No! The panties your daughter will wear, your two-year-old daughter will wear, he is interested. He is speaking, sir. He's speaking. I wore a pair of socks recently. From that day, I began to itch in a way I have never experienced before. And it was just in the area that the sock covered. I knew I had put on something that was infected. And as I was wearing it, he was speaking. Don't wear it. He speaks, sir. It can't be that God is a silent God. Stop it. What you are doing is not good. You are falsely accused. He's talking to you about your friends, your relationships, your subject, the pen. Even the type of pen you are going to write the exam. He is speaking. And those who hear him, they saw her. His voice alone. Most of us are taking decisions. You are pushing me to do something I don't want to do. Let me just read them so you don't say I'm preaching from it. I'm just reading. There are 12 different kinds of voices.
Okay.
I want to know. Yeah. Which are all speaking to you. Your responsibility is to filter out those voices and hear the voice of God. One is the voice of God. The other one is the voice of the flesh. Your flesh is speaking. Yeah. God may ask you to fast. And your flesh will say, Domedo, Domedo, Domedo. God may be telling you, pray, and your voice will say, pizza. Your flesh is speaking. A lot of women, men marry. You can see that this arrangement working behind this man is due to the man's carnality. Yes. It's an arrangement. This arrangement following this man. This man couldn't have married this woman after praying. I mean, when you see the thing behind her, behind him, as you say. They are behind him. The skin, the eyes, the teeth, the hair. Arrangement of shoes, the bag, the perfume that is wafting in the air. And you see a short man with some wicked face. He can't see that this woman, it is his money she's coming for.
With rough skin.
Rough skin, crocodile skin. And you see the woman, the skin is like marble, terrazzo. Polish terrazzo. May your voice, may the voice of your flesh not lead you into things.
Amen.
I remember you are young. When we were in the university, there was a certain course. The topmost course in Ghana was in UCC. Become or something. You remember that day, those days? Yeah. Everybody was going to UCC. Medical students were going. Law students were going. You do become. Within a short time. They didn't know what to do with it. And people were just becoming in the system. With that. You see, allow God's voice to eclipse the voice of your flesh. You must learn to accept that my voice is speaking. My flesh is speaking. Honestly, this girl I'm following, it is her voice and the way she talks. That's why I'm chasing this girl. But don't say that the Holy Ghost. Another one is the voice of the mind. Then we have the voice of the devil. Yes, the devil speaks. Normally, he speaks by asking questions. A lot of Satan's statements are questions. What will happen if you allow him to sleep with you? Neither. What will happen if you take it? Will it even be noticed? But don't you think, you see, one of the ways we know that Jesus Christ was a Jew was how he answered questions. Jews almost always answer questions with questions. If you read the Bible, you see that most of Jesus' answers were questions he was using to answer questions. And the devil is also like that. What will happen if you don't go to church one Sunday? Just one day. What will happen? Say questions. Say questions. Are you sure this man can be a faithful wife, husband? Are you sure? Always, are you sure? Will you have children with this man? Have you checked the sperm count? Is this pastor not looking for money? Say questions. Yeah. And most of Satan's questions are directly, frontally against God, God's word. A word from God. Just today, if you do overtime today, what will happen? Say the voice of the devil. He's speaking. But that's one I can't move on without saying to you that one of the ways he speaks to you will be through people very close to you. Good people, bad people, evil people, kind. A lot of the kind people around you speak with the voice of Satan. A lot of the kind people who know and love you, like somebody would say, genuinely. Yes. Satan speaks through a lot of mothers. He speaks through a lot of fathers. A lot of the love we receive are demonic. You shouldn't receive it. Especially love that is devoid of rebukes and beatings. It's demonic. Many of you, some of you are 18 years old. 20 years old, a cane has not touched your skin before. Never, not once. How many of you are here? A cane has never touched your skin before, ever. Can I see your hand? Never. Be honest. Not this type of papa. No! They lay you. Four, hold your hand. I said two, hold your hand. Two, hold your legs. Assembly. You are in front and the cane is there. The can has been in kerosene for 2 days. That is why I am what I am now, and you are what you are now. Because when you spare the rod, when you put away the rod, you are spoiling a human being. So now, in the Western world, they moved away from caning long ago. Even talking, you can't talk in certain way. You speak gently, gentle parenting. Are you sure you want to smoke weed?
Yes.
All right. You really want pornography at this time? All right. Mary, send her some pornography videos. Are you sure you want to? You don't want to eat? Are you sure you don't want to eat? Really? You are sure you are okay? All right. Then sleep well. Abishan. See, the idea. You see, it starts with that. Try two. Testing mic, try two. Many of you have got ideas. The idea that you can be in bed a girl at 5:30 a.m. Let me just preach that.
We love the message, man. We love working. It's beautiful.
Get the book and read. All I'm saying, mommy, say, develop your ability to hear the voice of God. He speaks. He said, he even speaks audibly. I mean, a voice that enters your ear, you hear. Samuel heard the voice, physical voice, so much that he thought he was hearing the voice of Eli, and he ran to Eli 3 times. He speaks. Many times I'll be in my room and I'll hear a voice calling me, Edwin. When I turn, there's no one standing there, but I know they are around. He's talking to me. Every day, Joy FM, Unia FM, Oman FM, Kokroko. Eddie Ensen, Jasun Sen. Ekwansu Jojo. And I will cry so ayabasa. Lift your right hand and say, I'll hear the voice of God. The lovely voice of God. I'm tuning my ear. If I'm my ears. You are having a wedding. You are marrying a man. Has God spoken? Today, I'm talking about the voice of the Bible. Because the Bible, speaks. The language of God is not a way. The language of God is not English. The language of God is the Holy Scriptures. Anybody who puts away the Scriptures has put away the voice of God. In 2 Timothy chapter 3. Yes, the voice of the Bible. This is a short one. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. He says, watch this. All scripture. I saw the scripture somewhere. Somebody was holding the Bible somewhere. Right here. All scripture. Wow. It's a prosperous church. It's full of iPads. Wow. Beautiful girl. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. This is the Bible. If ever God will speak to you, hardly will it be outside this language. Anyone in whose pursuit of life is to the exclusion of this book, like you put this away and you are moving, you have cut off the voice of God from your life. And something else will lead you. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. Hey, doctrine, we teach doctrines. So the voice of God is the doctrines in the Bible. For reproof. How do you reprove? How do you rebuke a person? Don't you speak sharply? No, you can't do that. You can't wear that dress. That's a rebuke. Who told you that this book only is to be read? It speaks. It's profitable for correction. You don't read your Bible every day, you will not hear the voice of God. And therefore, you will never rise above 1 inch from the ground. For correction, for instruction in righteousness. Today, God is speaking to you in his house. He's saying that his word is his voice. Joshua 22. Verse 2. Okay, let's start from verse 1. Then Joshua called the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half tribe of Manasseh. Verse 2. And said to them, you have kept all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, and have obeyed my voice in all that I commanded you. So there is a voice in the commandments. When you read the commandments of God, it is a voice speaking. God's word is a voice. It's speaking. It's speaking. And most of the time, that voice sounds foolish. Today I want to tell you, if you want to do well in life, those days in the 80s, 90s, when we were growing up, we will always ask, which verse supports what you are doing? That's how we live at Christian. I don't know what you guys are doing. And I don't even know where your friends are. But some of us, if you were doing something, you had to have a verse to back it. Which verse backs your not coming to church today? Which verse backs your not giving an offering today? The way you spoke to the person, which voice, and if you can find two verses, that's it. Many of you are living your lives and taking decisions, and there is no biblical scriptural basis. Your decisions are based on money, is based on happiness, is based on convenience, is based on your feelings, is based on people's opinions, is based on pleasures. Few are taking decisions that are based on the word of God. When I took a decision to live in Ghana, based on the voice I had heard, the voice I heard in the plane said, you are not leaving your 30 members. But which scripture backed that voice? The scripture that backed that voice was that the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. You can never say that you are stopping pastoring to go and become a policeman or to become a dad or to become a dad. You are stopping being a pastor to become the president of Ghana. The president of a country is way lower than a pastor. Pastor is the highest calling. I'm not stopping you from being an MP, but be an MP and continue being a pastor, because the ministry alone will keep you from being errant. God made me a pastor. I was not going to turn around and leave it and go, and now I'm a doctor wearing a coat in America, earning a lot of money. My classmates, personal classmates that I sat in school with, they are millionaires. Millions. I live in their houses. Bought, paid for. Millions of mansions. Dollars of mansions. And many of them are living in the will of God. But they are millions. I am also living in the will of God with my tens and hundreds. You are in church. You are sitting here. Which verse supports your sitting in church today? Are you doing the right thing by being in church? Can you give me a verse that supports what you are doing today? Can I give you a verse that supports what I'm doing right now? As your hand has gone up a girl's skirt, give me two verses that support what you are about to do. No, no, no. If you can give two verses, then flow. So you see that your life is not guided by the word of God, but by your waste and the impact it has on your brain. I met a lady today, and she said she came to thank me for making her, making her do something in the church that put her in contact with many people. Because she said a few days ago she needed something. And she called her biological daughter. And the girl said, she's busy, she can't come. Not out of malice or out of disrespect. She can't make it. She said, I was about to die. It was two of those church members who came to my rescue. And she told me, said, I'm happy that I obeyed the voice of God to do something that made me live my life for other people and to care for other people. I said, you've now seen it. I said, go and talk to your friends who have made themselves no different from cows and dogs and goats. All their lives are just based on their 3 children, 4 children, me, my wife, my husband, and our 4 children, 2 with big heads. Yes. Many, and I say many. Anybody who lives his life to himself, a convenient life, a life that is based on comfort, a life, every animal has reflexes that moves away from evil. When you follow God, he rather makes you go towards evil. He that will save himself will lose it. Many of you are going to discover one day that you've lost your children. You've lost them. You've lost your home. Because the words of Jesus, heaven and earth will pass away before this word becomes null and void. Those of you using convenience and using logic and using social dictates to save your life, you will lose it. You will lose it. One brother told me, not me, sorry, told somebody, he can't live his life like these pastors who are living irresponsible lives. Yes, 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 yes. Never at home with your children. Spend all your time in church. I'm not at home with my children. I'm fine. I've not spent my life with my children. It's okay. I've got 3 children, biological children. 2 are medical doctors. Medical doctors. 1 is an engineer. You have got only 2. What are they doing? Bring your own. Let me also bring my own. Do you know what it takes to even pass O level? Do you know what it takes to enter the medical school and to finish? I have no intention to save my life. From day one, they have been playing in church all their lives. They play in church. Church children. They write the exam, they pass. And those who leave home at 2 p.m. on Sunday, who leave church at 2 p.m. on Sunday so they can go and do homework with their children, they can't find their children. They can't find their children. Because the one who loses his life will gain it. It's Bible. And as you live your life with God, one of these days, he will come to you and demand that you lose your life. You lose your life. I lost. If life is working and getting money, salary, if it's anything to go by, I lost it. I lost it. I lost the ability to earn even $1,000 a month. I lost it. Makutaka sabataba. But I'm standing here in front of you. Come and let's measure. Bring your own. I bring my own. You measure. I measure. You put your document. Bring your documents. I bring mine. Don't allow your life to go the way of the broad. The broad. The way of the broad. Anybody following Jesus will be called a fool. Your penchant and your desire and your leaning towards appearing great in the eyes of your friends will diminish you soon. The time hasn't come. I'm not saying be a full-time pastor. Don't practice law. No. Finish your law school. We need lawyers. Without lawyers in this church, we'll not be where we are standing. Go, finish and practice the law. But God will demand something from you. He will demand something from you. That your next friend, even your brother, even your sister will call you a fool. Anybody who has not been called a fool on the basis of God. You've been called a fool based on some man you went to follow, some girl. That's not what I'm talking about. On the basis of God's word. Yeah, you've not gone far with God. If your family members have not laughed at you. You want to be wise. You want to be wise. And the Bible says, in seeking to be wise, they became fools. Many of you, I just give you 6 months, you'll be a fool soon. In fact, even now you are a fool. Even right now you are a fool. Some of you, I give you 2 years. I want to tell you, maybe let me stand here and say it, because there's something here. I'll tell you how to live your life. Never live a life that is not restricted and restricting. Never allow yourself to live a life that is free. Like you are free to do anything you want to do. It's the most dangerous life you want. Some of you, if you don't come to church, nobody will even rebuke you. Even ask you. You are in church today. Next week, if you don't want to come, you won't come. You're on your own. You're on your own. I was with a brother this morning. He was begging me, please take this girl. Please take this girl. If you don't, she'll be destroyed. I said, me take which girl? I will not take no girl. Allow her. Let her live her life. The Bible says, wisdom is justified by its children. It is the product of what choices you are making that will show. Other than the choice I took 30 years ago to be a pastor. Was a wise decision or a foolish decision? The life I'm living is showing. You too. In 5 years' time, we will know whether you are a wise person or you are a fool. But wisdom is justified of all her children. Every choice you make has consequences. Every choice you make. And try. Those of you who want to live a life, when people come to your house, they must see a nice house. No matter what you will pay to look nice in the eyes of people, you pay it. There's always a day you will notice that you can't cross us. You can't be nice anymore. And when you turn around, you say, the one who left himself to God, who obeyed God and used his wisdom, has now living the life, the high life. Thy word is a lamp. Thy word. You see, one of the ways the word of God speaks, one of the ways through which God's word speaks is that it speaks through light. It speaks the way light. You know light speaks. Yes. Light speaks. You don't need to hear a voice. The light itself will say, no, no, you can't walk here. You hurt yourself. There's a hole here. Light speaks. Light speaks. If you are a Christian and you don't live your life because of your carnality, all your choices, your decisions are logical, carnal, earthly. Nobody can sway you away from your animal instincts. You are headed for hell. Not hell in hell, hell on earth. If there is heaven on earth, then there's hell on earth. You throw away the word of God. I feel sad. You throw away the word. Look, hey, look at me, everyone, look at me. Our only hope is the word of God.
Only hope.
That is it. That's the word we saw in 2 Timothy 3. Take me back. That's it. Look at it. All scripture. This is it. This is it. This. Reproof. Correction. Instruction. It talks to you. It talks to you. You must never throw away Isaiah 30 verse 20. Look at it. Isaiah 30, 20. You must never, he said, even though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, you shall not die teachers. Anything that teaches you, and the biggest teacher is the word of God. Yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner. Don't be too busy that you pack your Bibles to the corner of your wardrobe. Don't be too high-end and too high-class. And when I say put your Bible away, some of you read your Bible, but you are, in effect, you've put it away. Because that word you have read. One man, my husband, was at a funeral recently. And he told me, I was asking my wife, you are always soaking messages. It doesn't show in your behavior at all. I've not heard something before. Like we are standing here. He said, I told my wife, oh, I said funeral. In an office in Accra. I was doing something in Accra and I met him. You are always soaking messages. But it doesn't reflect. Yeah. You can read your Bible every day. The word of God that benefits you is the word of God that is read, heard, obeyed, and allowed to have its way. It said, yield. Pass. God's word. Pass. I will stop. When was the last time you stopped for God's word to pass? When was the last time? Canal. Looking for money, looking for a woman, looking for happiness. You are like a snake, looking for cool places, looking for convenience, looking for a house. I mean, like your house. I say your house, your life. Your mantra is America or suicide. You will commit suicide. You will go to America and come. It will be. It's not going to be America or it will be America and suicide. Anybody listening to me, online, on whatever, and you are listening to me, make sure you don't put your teachers away. Don't. You'll be a fool. Don't put your teachers away. Why? The next verse tells us why. Verse 21. And your ears shall hear. Anybody who put his teachers around him. The Bible is speaking. One day, maybe next year sometime when I come to part two, we'll talk about another voice that comes from your spiritual authorities. You shall hear a voice behind you saying to you, this is the way. Walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. That is, any area of your life, you will hear a voice saying, don't shout at your son. I heard a story, I don't remember now very well. I don't remember whether a mother was having a chat with somebody. I think so. A mother was always calling a particular child, darling, darling. And the other one is... Sally, mommy, Mabel, Emilia, but this one, darling. So one day, the mother was in the house with one child. She thought darling was at home. And darling, her name is Eva or Sally, but he has changed it to darling. And this one there, mommy noa, yamenu. So she called from the kitchen or somewhere. Darling, are you around? And the other one responded, she's not here. I'm the only one here. Then something hit the mother. That something is happening in the house. In a few minutes, the girl came from the room and told the mother that, I hate you. The story is not a good story to continue. I don't want to continue the story. But there was a tragedy in the house. Later in life, it's not every child you shout at. Even when we say spare the rod and spoil a child, it doesn't mean just go about beating children. No. Oh, no. It says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. That whatever you do, it must end up in comfort. I'm saying that you can say something to your son and it will enter him, and that is it. You can never remove it. You think you are the only one who shouldn't be angered as a parent? The Bible tells fathers not to annoy their children. So when do you slap and when do you massage? The Holy Spirit must tell you. The voice of the God, Lord, must tell you. And you hear a voice. All I'm saying today is that the word of God is the voice of God. It's the light. It's the light. Thy word is a lamp. Thy word is a light. What does it mean? Practically. It means that you can't put the word of God away and look for anything. You will touch the wrong one. You can't put the Bible away and look for a wife. Because Isaiah 60 says, the world is in darkness. What you are seeing is not what it is. You need another light. And that light is the word of God. The word of God. In this dark world, those who allow the word of God to guide them in their decisions, in their steps, in all things they do, a word, a verse, a word, a counsel, a word, something from God guides them. If you use your logic, you will hurt yourself. Many of you girls, I give you 10 years from now, Sorry, I said many. That's not true. It's not true that many. I withdraw that. Some of you sitting here, 10 years from now, you will be devastated. The wounds, the boils, the bruises, because you are following friends and aunties and fathers and mothers. We honor our fathers, we honor our mothers, but there's nobody higher than God. He is the highest of them all. That's why Jesus said, if any man come after me and does not hate mother, father, brother, sister, children, and yea, even his own life, he's not worthy of me. He's not worthy of me. I am sending you to be a bus center leader. You are playing table tennis. You have smashed my ball with your father. Your father. It's not your father. You don't want to do it. You don't want to do it. It's not your father. The things you want to do, you do it. Tell your father. But I give you time. You will hurt yourself. One of these days, sir, another message cooking in my spirit is, why God made the church? Why the church? What is the church for? This thing, what is it for? 2034. Ask your neighbor, where is your light? Wow. You got first class. That's your light? Ah. You have a PhD. So that's your light? You are taking decisions because you are a doctor? That's your light? Hey. And you are what? A housewife? Because your husband has a lot of money. What is your light? Ask your neighbor, where is your light? I mean, how are you taking decisions in this life? Preach. How are you taking decisions? Preach. Based on handsomeness? Is it based on beauty? Is it based on convenience? Is it based on money? Is it based on even what is available? How are you taking decisions in life? Because you have a visa, you should live in America. You must be a fool. The Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. A green card cannot guide you. A visa cannot lead you. A passport cannot lead you. A no cannot lead you. It's the voice of God. Voice of God. It's the voice of God. You surrounded yourself with schoolmates, old schoolmates, with first degree in PhD, whose logic guides you. So by that, you have made nonsense. Read Proverbs 1. It says, I strike my hand. I stretch. Find a verse for me. Say, I reach out. I strike my hand and you would none of my counsel. Yes, I strike my hand and you would not. Don't follow your friends. Don't follow your friends. Follow God's word. Don't marry your husband based on how your friend is marrying her husband. If your friend tells you how she's marrying her husband, what she's saying must be filtered through the algorithms of the word of God. Because I called you and you refused. Are you not surprised that not everybody in your classroom is sitting here? You were called out. I'll preach about the church soon. The Greek word for church is ecclesia. Ecclesia. Called out once. like we are, when we were children, I lived in Takoradi, there was a place, Saturday, late afternoon, we say we are going for selection. When the second-hand bills come. Yeah. It's not just anything. They select certain things. Select. Yeah. We have been selected. The whole world is second-hand. And we have been selected. We have been selected. And some of you, by the way you are living your life, your decisions, even about the church, you've made up your mind that you are a Sunday worshiper. Bravo. Because I have called and you refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But you have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. It's like God can't rebuke you. God can't correct you because his word has been put away. So in verse 26, I'll also laugh at your calamity. It is we human beings who cry at funerals. There are many funerals. God is there. He's not crying. He's laughing. It's you and I who hear that somebody's house is burnt down, that we call and visit the person to commiserate. God doesn't do that. He laughs. So I will mock. This is God. You don't know God. You know why his reactions are extreme? Because the things he has done to organize you are many. For you to be sitting here, I mean, look at your faces. Pretty girls like you, who could be in Kempinski now? Are you not in a university? Are your mates not in Kempinski? Are their pictures not in albums? At the front desk? Look at your face. Look at your face. Do you know what it takes to be sitting in church? A pretty girl like you, you ain't got no idea. So when you sit here and you metamorphose into a carnal being, God marks you. It's possible. Is your father not a pastor? Your father is a pastor. I know him. It's possible it's because of you, this girl, that God called Bishop Daniel Mills. You have no idea. One woman, John Wesley, in Germany, in Switzerland. One man, not two men. All the problems Bishop Dagwood Mills has gone through, people insulting him, mocking him, it may be because of you. Because he needed to obey the call for your father to be a pastor in the church so that you will be. It's not the agenda, your father is not important. You are the one who is important. What's your father doing in the ministry? You are the one who is important. The work you are about to do for God, you have not even seen it. You, I mean you, not your sister, you. So when God organizes, through decades, he organizes you, calls people, stresses people, inconveniences people, builds a church. You may be the reason why this church has been built. As we are here claiming power and authority, service pastor, can he be and be bishop of convener and bishop of whatever, maybe this building is actually for you. The real use of this building will be in your hands when you are a pastor. So when you sit here and you use the logic of unbelievers because you are a lawyer, he will curse you. He will finish your house one. He will one sweep. He will wipe your house and bring you to your normal level. Be careful. Don't put your teachers to a corner. Even when your life is a life lived off the bread of affliction and the waters of adversity. And what should I say? Problems. Problems. In the morning, problems. In the office, problems. In the evening, problems. In your body. Do you know how I preached here last week? And how I am preaching today. Do you know how I've arranged myself to preach here today? If what I'm going through, you go to half of it, you will not be sitting here in front. And God organizes you, builds a church for you, maybe for your children, so that it could be if it could be a little spiritual, and to become, if don't be a Basenta leader, no, you are too big. Just join a Basenta, and let an SHS girl that you, and maybe you are even the one buying her food, or call you for outreach. When she calls you, mommy, will you come for outreach? Say, I'm coming. Because you can hear the voice of God in that little girl's voice. You've humbled yourself. Maybe it's because of you we have this building. Not you. So that one day your son will be a pastor. But you have never been to a Basenta meeting before. No matter what God will say, you do what you want to do. So God also, there's a day, he says, my spirit shall not strive with man forever. He now allows you. Since you want to be a regular, social, natural, town girl with the crowds, with the masses, your logic, your ideas, that you are just some, just somebody with just a thin veneer of spirituality. When your adversity comes, when your tragedy comes, which I myself will organize, I'm sending you out of here today. Go read your Bible every day. And when you read the Bible, let it speak to you. Attend meetings where people discuss the Bible. Because the world, everybody look out. Can you see the sun? Can you see the trees? Can you see the roof? It's not like that. It's not true. It's not true. Can you see the pole? Yeah. The things that are sitting on the pole. You don't know it. You can't see. What you see is the cable, the wood, the metal braces. So the vultures that are hanging on it, waiting for Mafia to pass, and the one of them will jump on her head and take her home. I'm preaching. Ah, mommy, you mean you can't see the electric pole? The pole there. Can you see it? It's not true. It's a lie. Isaiah 60 verse 19 said, the sun shall not be the light by day, nor the moon for brightness. Never look at things and think, don't look at a car and think that is all. They look at the Titanic and said, this is the shape that nothing can sink. The only thing it did was to sink. Some of you, your sinking will be monumental. And Jesus said, and I end with this, I can see that your tragedy hasn't come. But his tragedy has come. Okay. So, do you think that you are better than him? And he himself answers and says, nay. That yours hasn't come because you have been given a chance to repent. Say, unless you repent, you will likewise, that is like this, perish. Those of you who have made it fashionable not to be guided by the light of God's word, not to be guided by the wisdom. Wisdom is the word of God. Not what is in the parliament and what is in the court and what is in earthly books. God's wisdom is the real wisdom. The word of God is a real wisdom. You don't want to use it. Because when you use the wisdom of the word of God, people will see you as a fool. Can you imagine? Even just a few months, my daughter was on a ward working. And a consultant asked, okay, do you know one Dr. Edwin Ogo in Lighthouse? She was very wise. She said, yes, I do. I know him. That's all. That was the whole answer she gave. He told my daughter. He didn't know that she was talking to my daughter. And he doesn't know that I have marked him. So are you aware your father was a very intelligent doctor? And he threw it all away to follow Dagi Ward Mills. Just 3 months ago again. The first time I heard this was about 8 years ago in Kolebu. This is another hospital. When I heard it, I lifted my hand and said, I'm happy that I'm being insulted with the insult that Jesus was insulted. You want to obey God, they will call you a fool. Because the wisdom of God is different from the wisdom of the world. And that doctor who is talking, he should come and let's discuss.
Side by side.
A doctor will be a presidential candidate. A doctor will write an article on Galamsey. A doctor will be a sexy dancer in a nightclub. A doctor will be a DJ. They'll be clapping for them. Let a doctor become a pastor. Why? Because the wisdom of God is a foolishness. It's foolishness to those who are not saved. That is what the Bible says. Yes. That's what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians 1. I want to tell you, if you are here, anybody listening to me who persists in governing and guiding your life by earthly wisdom, you set up yourself for a disaster. And it shall be soon. Rise to your feet and let's close.
Wow. 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 What a word. What a word. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Lift your two hands.
Mashallah.
I want you to pray for yourself.
Wisdom. Kala dibi libi kala baba baba ba. Repala baba 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 shala baba 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 ba.
Pray for yourself.
Yes. Repala kata ya balaba.
From today, you will not throw away the word of God, the Bible. Is that I know? I know him that he will bring up his children. I know him. That he will use the scriptures to raise his children. I know him. Young girl, don't let your beauty deceive you. It's just a matter of time. You will join us on earth. You will join us on earth. Lift your two hands and pray if you can. Talk to God and say, Lord, give me a desire for your word. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I will not sin against thee. Lift your hands, thy word, thy word, thy word, thy word.
Desire for your word,
thy word, thy word, thy word,
for your word,
thy word, thy word, thy word, thy word, thy word, thy word, thy word, thy word, thy word, thy word, thy word, thy word, thy word, thy word, thy word, thy word. Lift your hands and pray, pray, pray that his word, you will not push, you will not push the word of God to a corner.
Yes, yes.
You will not push the word of God to a corner. Allow it to guide you. Read it. Believe it. Fear it. That's how God speaks. That is how God speaks.
He speaks through his word. His word is his voice. His word is his will. His will is his voice. When he speaks, that's his voice. When he speaks, that's his will. Pray.
Father, we thank you. Every eye closed and every head bowed. Today, I want to pray for someone here. Every head bowed. You want to say, Pastor? I've gone far from God. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want to fear him. I want him to be my Lord and my master. I'm playing with my salvation. I want to do what is right. Pastor, please pray for me and lead me to Jesus Christ. I want a relationship with this Jesus Christ. Lead me to Jesus. I want to give my life to him. I want to serve him. I want to follow him. If you are here like that and you want me to pray with you, somebody's hand is up already. You can lift up your hand also if you want me to pray with you to receive Jesus Christ into your life. Lift it high. Yes, lift it high. Lift your hand high. Pastor, pray for me. Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to take a decision today. A decision to walk all my days with Jesus. Lift your hand high. You want to receive Jesus. I want to pray for you right now. If your hand is up, I want you to keep it up and walk to the frontier right now. Come to me. I want to pray with you. Yes, my sister, my brother. Come now. Somebody is standing there. Clap your hands. They are coming. Clap your hands. They are coming. You want to join them. You want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. Come now. Come now. Come now. Come now. Come now. Come now. Clap your hands for her. She's coming. Step forward and come. Clap your hands for him. He's coming to Jesus. He's coming to Jesus. He's coming to Jesus. In my spirit, I see a girl coming. I don't know. I feel a lady is stepping out. A girl. God is pulling you. There's a lady here. I don't know who you are. But I feel that a lady is walking here. I don't know where you are. Yes, but keep clapping your hands. If you can step out, this will be your day. The day of your salvation. There's a girl. God is calling you. He's calling you to the frontier. That's it. Come. You are the one. Come. Stand here. Why do you want to hear the voice of God audibly in your ear about who you should marry or where you should send your child to school? You yourself think about it. Would you do that? When you have not trained yourself to follow the word of God, basic word of God. The word of God is not guiding you in any way. You want to hear whether you should take your child to Lincoln or Ambassadors for Christ. There is a day. Oh, I know it. I hear it clearly. I hear it audibly. But I've been doing this for 40 years. I've learned how to be guided by the word of God. A brother came to ask me a problem. I said, what do I do? I opened Proverbs. I said, answer a fool according to his folly. Bible. Use his stupidity to relate with him at his level. Don't go higher. What guides you? The movie you want to watch? The party you want to attend? Anytime God wakes you up in the night, it means you must go and urinate. Anytime you are woken up in the night, it means you must go and urinate. Are you a cat? I hear there are two friends here. Two friends. Two. You are two friends. You are standing here. Report to the nearest police station. Come now. There are two friends. Two guys. You are standing by each other. Come and give your life to Christ. Two of you. Otherwise, I said two friends. I heard it here. I hear it. Two friends. I'm waiting for you to come now. Two friends. I'm waiting for you. Come here now. Surrender. Come and kneel down. Two guys, you are standing by each other. Tell your friend, warrior. Say, Chale, it is us. Let's go. I'm waiting for you. Two friends. Wow. They're coming. Yes, you are the one. Exactly. What I saw, they look alike. And I'm surprised. I thought I didn't see well. That's what I saw. I hear and I see. Because I've trained myself for decades to use the Bible, Jeremiah Bible, to train myself. So don't be surprised that I can tell the color of the panties you were wearing when the man removed it. Yeah. Oh yes. I mean yes. I mean yes. I see like I'm seeing.
Professor.
Isaiah 2. The word of God that Isaiah the son of Amos saw.
Saw.
You can see the word. You will never be the same again.
Amen.
This girl was going to have two children without a husband. You. Do you have children? But if you follow this step, why were you sitting? Here. Yeah. You see how you've come here. There are other steps you will take. If you continue them, you will have your wedding with a veil in front of you.
Yeah. Ah, professor. Work it. Work it.
Otherwise, what I have said will come to pass exactly. That's what the Bible says. Therefore, shall you know. If you follow on to know the Lord. Many of you don't follow on to know the Lord. When you meet money, you stop. When you meet a job, you stop. When you meet a problem, you stop. That's why it says that even when you are being fed by the bread of affliction or the waters of adversity, you must never put away your teachers. Lift your hands now. You see, right now, mommy, I have a feeling in my stomach that I have finished. Yes. I feel relaxed now. Yes. Yes. I hear, I know, I see, I feel. It's a way, it's a realm. Kai, you are living your life like a cow. Any grass you see, you must bite it. Can you lift your two hands? I'm joining you today. We are all praying the same prayer. I also raise my hand. Let's all pray. When I say it, you say it. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I release myself.
I release myself.
Completely into your hands.
Completely into your hands.
Take me.
Take me.
Save me.
Save me.
Wash me.
Wash me.
Clean me.
Clean me.
Establish me.
Establish me.
Correct me.
Correct.
Rebuke me.
Rebuke me.
Guide me.
Guide me.
Anything you want to do.
Anything you want to do.
Do it.
Do it.
I trust you.
I trust you.
You take me to a better place.
You take me to a better place.
Today I confess you.
Today I confess you.
As my master.
As my master.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
As my Savior.
As my Savior.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For my salvation.
For my salvation.
I am washed.
I am washed.
I am saved.
I am saved.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
I'm not going back again.
I'm not going back again.
To eat my vomit.
To eat my vomit.
I'm vomiting my past.
I'm vomiting my
and past. I'm not going back.
And I'm not going
say,
back.
Say, I'm not a dog.
I'm not a dog.
To go back to eat my vomit.
My vomit.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I'll follow you.
I'll follow you.
I'll do my best to follow you.
Do my best to follow you.
Send me someone.
Send me someone
to help me.
To help me.
To know you more.
To know you more.
And to grow in you.
And to grow in you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh yes.
See our pastor in the yellow. Very, very good pastor. I hope she will have the chance to take one or two of you. Because there are others. But this one, pray that she becomes the one who will teach you. They are going to talk to you. Yes. Know where you live. Yes. They can visit you. They will pray with you. When they come and there's a Rasta man in your room smoking weed, she will say, no, you can't do this. No. When she meets you in town and your shorts is up to here, say, hey, Yamenu, go back home. She won't say go back home, sorry. She'll take you to a shop and buy cloths and cover you and say go back home. And you just get, you have those dresses. You have those dresses. Go home and remove them. What did I say? Do you have them? Do you have them? Yo. Let a man like you because he saw your thighs. Would you allow yourself to be guided, rebuked, prayed with, brought to church? Or you are too big? You are a big girl, you see. You are a big woman. You are a big woman, you see. Are you big or you are small? Don't look up. Look at me. Will you be guided? Will you allow yourself to be guided? Or you are a stubborn boy? Eh?
No.
What are you?
I'm a good boy.
Look at her. Look at her. Look at the pastor. Look at her. She's waving like a queen. All of you. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Clap your hands. Don't use your fan. Use your hands to clap your hands. I didn't say clap your fan. I didn't say clap your wrist. Clap your palms. And as you are clapping, let's keep clapping and welcome our pastor, Bishop Kwabena Asamoah, to close us. Give the Lord a shout.
Hey! Wow. Wow.
Come on, clap your hands properly.
Oh.
And give the Lord a shout of praise.
Yeah! Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful message. This Out of Hearing series is wild. It's wild, I tell you. It's too wild. It's too wild. If after this series you don't have a desire to hear from God, and hear God's voice. Hey, then you too, Charlie. Your house people are too. Oh, yes. But I want us to say a big thank you to Bishop for you know, you will not understand what it costs to be able to hear him every Sunday. You will not understand what it costs. Today I was watching him as he drove his car and he came to park. And I asked myself that, how does a man find what it takes to do all these things? I was just asking, how does a man find what it takes to do all this? Because it's not normal. It's not natural. Yeah. There are many things that I won't say here, but I'm telling you, you don't know what it takes for him to stand here. Like today, you don't know what it has taken for him to stand here. I'm telling you, you don't know. You don't know. I mean, the normal things that somebody else should have done the service. You don't understand what it takes. Yeah. But he comes. And he doesn't just teach alone or just preach alone, but he ministers. You can see that he has a desire for every single one of us to be transformed by the word of God. And I pray for you that this word, at least if the whole year nothing changed you, this word and this series will transform you. But once you begin to hear from God, all the other things in your life will change. All the other things in your life will change. Clap your hands again for the Lord. Bishop, thank you. God bless you. And you know, as he began, he started preaching today. He was on the steps here. And as I was watching him, I just thought to myself that learn how to preach. Even how to start a message. Learn how to preach. And I pray for the pastors as I was sitting in front. That you learn how to preach, because a master craftsman is working. Yeah, it would be sad for you to sit in the front and not learn what is in front of you. As I watch you, as I said, learn how to preach, how to open a message. Oh yes, clap your hands again. You are witnessing something powerful, something great, something that most churches don't have. I'm telling you, most churches don't have. And take out your communion. Let's take the communion today. Let's receive the power of the communion into our bodies and into our lives. Yes. Into our bodies and into our lives.
For his mercy is enough.
People are getting their bread. Get your bread.
This is communion.
Do you have your bread? Lift it up. Say, this is the body of Jesus Christ.
This is the body of Jesus Christ.
Say, as I eat this body,
as I eat this body,
I receive the power of the cross.
I receive the power of the cross.
Say, I receive the power of healing.
I receive the power of healing.
I receive the power of deliverance.
I receive the power of deliverance.
The body of Jesus Christ.
The body of Jesus Christ.
Eat it. Lift up your cup now. Say, this is the blood of Jesus Christ.
This is the blood of Jesus Christ.
Say, this is the blood of Jesus Christ. Say it.
This is the blood of Jesus Christ.
Say, as I drink it.
As I drink it.
I receive the power of the cross.
I receive the power of the cross.
The power of healing.
The power of healing.
The power of salvation.
The power of
salvation. The power of deliverance.
The power of deliverance.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
Drink it. Lift up your hands.
Oh, yes.
I declare now that you are receiving deliverance.
Amen.
Receive deliverance.
Amen.
Receive deliverance. One of the things that Jesus brought to us was deliverance and setting us free from all those who were oppressed of the devil. Today, as you eat and drink the blood of Jesus Christ, I declare that you are receiving deliverance.
Amen.
From every oppression of Satan.
Amen.
On your life, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oppression in the form of sickness.
Jesus.
Be healed of diseases in your body.
Amen.
My goodness, be healed of this. There's somebody who wakes up with pain in different places. It is the oppression of the
Jesus.
Devil. Be released from that oppression now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Deliverance.
Yes.
Deliverance.
Yes.
Deliverance from
yes.
the oppression of demons.
Yes.
Demons that bring fear.
Jesus.
Demons that bring depression.
Jesus.
As your hands are lifted, you are receiving deliverance.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The deliverance that was released on the cross through the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. I declare this afternoon
Jesus.
That you are receiving deliverance.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Power is entering
yes.
you.
Yes.
Power is entering your
Jesus.
Life. And it is breaking your shackles
yes.
free.
Yes.
It is delivering you
Jesus.
From the oppression of death. Father, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Sicknesses are being healed.
Amen.
Sicknesses caused by evil spirits.
Ah,
by evil spirits.
Jesus.
By evil spirits.
Jesus.
By evil spirits. Somebody, I just saw a machine that should be connected to you in some weeks to come. They are packing that machine
Prophesy.
And putting it away.
Amen.
Because the devils that
hey,
are oppressing
Jesus.
You are being rebuilt in the name of
Amen.
Jesus. Yes.
Kali be
Father, we thank you for healing.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We bless your name for deliverance.
Yes, yes.
I'm praying now for your children.
Ah,
your children. Deliverance for your children.
Jesus.
Every oppression of Satan that is targeted at them.
Yes.
In their bodies.
Jesus.
In their minds.
Jesus.
In their desires.
Jesus.
In their academics. Some
Jesus.
Of our children are oppressed in their academics.
Mm.
In the name of Jesus,
name
I
of
command
Jesus.
Such oppression to end now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
To end now in the name of
yes.
Jesus.
Amen.
End now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every devil involved in oppression in your life
Kalabada.
Is being rebuked and removed now.
In Jesus'
by
name.
By the power of the blood of Jesus.
Yes, Christ.
Father, we thank you.
Oh, thank
and
you,
we
Lord.
Bless you.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands for the Lord and you may be seated.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makinare Cathedral near Valley View University, Oyibi, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.